Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare
Yeah.
प्रभु श्रीनिवास रामचंद्र संगमागे
Bye. ভারত পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্যস্তু তরশত শ্রী শ্রীনাথ শিল ভয় চরণরবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী জগদ্গুরু শিল প্রভুপাদ কী, ইসকন বিবিডি ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শিল প্রভুপাদ কী, জয়ম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্যস্তু তরশত শ্রী শ্রীনাথ শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বাই প্রভুপাদ কী, অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী, নমাচার্য শিলোরদাস ঠাকুর কী, প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কী, শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধাকুণ্ড গিরিগোবর্ধন কী, বৃন্দাবন মথুর ধাম কী, মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কী, জগন্নাথপুরী ধাম কী, আলাচনী রমণীতি ধাম কী, গঙ্গা মাইয়া যমুনা মাইয়া কী, ভক্তি দেবী কী, জয় শ্রী মহারানী কী, হরি নাম সংকীর্তন কী, শিল প্রভুপাদ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল মর্নিং প্রোগ্রাম কী, শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কী, ভাগবতম পাঠকারী এন্ড শ্রোতাকারী ভক্তবৃন্দ কী, সমবেত বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী, নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল, অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, হরে কৃষ্ণ, গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, হরে কৃষ্ণ, অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, হরে কৃষ্ণ, অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু এন্ড গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ, প্লিজ রিসাইট টুগেদার থ্রি টাইমস, জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, সো টুডে উই আর গোয়িং টু রিসাইট শ্রী চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত মদ্দলীলা চ্যাপ্টার 20 টেক্সট 58-59, সো দিস সেকশন অফ চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত just to give you some brief so you can catch while we are reciting this. It's a systematic documentation. Due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also Sanatana Goswami Pada's extensive traveling, inspirational public chanting, fruitful philosophical dialogues, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had generated a widespread appreciation of the Sankirtan movement. He had a vision, he had a mission, and there is an application or learning project. You may say, like, you know, I was not familiar with this word, but then we look at the Prabhupada's life, that's what he did. He just didn't say in English word. Like Prabhupada had a first vision, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, that every town and village there will be Krishna consciousness, yes? And Srila Prabhupada said, whatever Mahaprabhu's vision, that is my Guru Maharaj's vision. He didn't change anything. But the mission means carrying out how to execute this or manifest that vision. Prabhupada first, he wanted to preach in English. I'm sure you all read Lilamrita. What's the first place he found to go? Where?
Boston.
Where?
Boston.
Boston. No, not America. Japan. So he made a book actually. You're familiar with it, right? Good. So we can relate, we can imbibe in our life also, become selfless sacrifice. This is what actually Mahaprabhu wants from Sanatana Goswami Pada. This chapter is demonstrating that. And through Srila Prabhupada, we can also become an instrument in the hand of Srila Prabhupada to fulfill that mission. So when, of course, he didn't get the visa, so he didn't go to Japan. But then he did not give up the mission. Mission means you keep on. Whatever comes, you transform it to positive, to fulfill that vision. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did himself. He already predicted every town and village, but then he found some opposition somewhere, like Sanatana Goswami also found opposition. But either you try to transform into favorable or take another route, go. Everybody is with me? This is what this chapter is all about. It's teaching us how we can also dedicate our life. So here, the crucial need was to systematically document and organize his mission. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this? For three reasons I found. One is to establish uniform standards and consistency among followers in different geographical locations. Two, to preserve the purity and authenticity of the process for generation to come. Would you like all of you to see 200 years from now, Alachua is bigger, Ishkan, or smaller?
Bigger.
Thank you. You should feel boldly, like, what can I do something that will future generation Mahaprabhu will be happy, Prabhupada will be happy. Not so much of what is going on right now, but we have to act such a way that our personal behavior, our personal activities, attitude, everything. That's what Prabhupada did, and that's what we should. So first to us, so Mahaprabhu taught in this, I just summarizing, to establish uniform standards and consistency among followers in different geographical locations. Two is preserve the purity and authenticity of the process of generation to come. This morning sadhana that Prabhupada established, it should not be altered. Already started little bit here, there, but no. This is where inner connection develops. And without inner connection, there is no conviction. Where the determination will come? From our own experience. That we really spend every day, I'm sure you all noticed, I'm just repeating what I'm seeing, and it really makes us very strong and steady. And third, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this chapter through Sanatana Goswami, he expressed the facilitation, to facilitate wider propagation or spreading of this Nama Sankirtan movement. So what did Mahaprabhu do? I'm sure you all are familiar, Prabhupada said, the, all these Goswamis, previous chapter, anybody remembers about who? Rupa Goswami teachings. And this chapter about Sanatana Goswami path. Four things all the Goswamis had, we also need to have in order to act on behalf of Prabhupada as his instrument. One was, they were well educated in this philosophy. This is not a whimsical, I like to chant. Yeah, I don't feel like chanting today. That's not educated person talk. This is called sentimentalism. So they were all educated, whether they're sick or healthy, they kept on going on their mission. And we'll see Sanatana Goswami path's life. Second was, managerially streetwise means stoot, sharp. Just like Prabhupada said to Giriraj Maharaj, two things, who remembers? Help me. Intelligent and organization. Thank you. This is not only for ISKCON, we are ISKCON. Don't say there is a ISKCON temple. We are ISKCON. So we have to act like this. We have to have our life, personal life, also social life, has to be organized and intelligent backing them. Very good. Third is spiritually very deep. You know spiritually deep? When a little wind comes, it don't knock out. Why this is going on, Prabhu? Like, no leader. I said, can you chant? Your Guru told you to chant, no? Prabhupada said to chant. Why don't you chant double instead of getting waves by the Facebook message of Guru or whoever, whatever it is. Means not deep understanding. But all these Goswamis, Sanatana Goswamis, they had a very deeply rooted this philosophy. So deeply rooted, the strong wind come does not knock them out. Oh yeah, they blow maybe this way, that way, swing. And fourth is spotless character. I had a problem in my life. And I'm trying to clean up, like, I'm only way I could clean up that I have to acknowledge that there's something wrong. When I acknowledge, I regret and repent, then the idea of rectification comes. And this is also the, of course, this acharyas, they are not in that category, but they express this. Jato Sriddha Matkatasu Nirvinna Sarvakarmasu. This is a beautiful verse that they express that how this process takes place. So you remain spotless in character. Please remember, spirituality is the foundation of morality. Prabhupada said, if somebody is not in good character, cannot preach, cannot please Guru and Krishna. So with that note, we'll start today's verse. Today's verse is 58-59, but I'm going to give you a little summary from 1 to 93, one section. This whole chapter also has a section. Every chapter has a section. You know, there is a theme. The speaker, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is narrating this. So from 1 to 93 is Sanatana Goswami could not escape as easily. He had to lie, I mean, these are called morality, but there is a higher purpose. So, could not escape as easily, losing all interest in governmental affairs, he pretended sick or feigned sickness and stayed home to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam with other Brahmana scholar. One day, when the Nawab unexpectedly appeared, he was shocked and infuriated by the scene, questioning Sanatana to his intentions. When Sanatana made clear he wanted to leave, L-E-A-V-E, leave, means he doesn't want to act like a minister under Nawab. The Nawab ruthlessly arrested and imprisoned him. Rupa Goswami heard of his brother's plight and secretly informed him of the emergency fund he had kept with the grocery store. Suggested a plan to bribe the jailer. I'm talking about great Mahabhagavat. They like to bribe. They will lie. You may see so many moral issues, but they are not actually, has to be seen through the spiritual vision. So we'll discuss this, because this is what this chapter is taught, teaching us how we can live in this world as an instrument, as a preacher. So Sanatana Goswami did just that. Using his expert diplomatic skills, he gained release from the prison cell and began a grueling journey towards Varanasi. In a disheveled state, he arrived at whose house? Very good, thank you. Chandrasekhar's home, and humbly submitted himself before his Lord. Much to Sri Chaitanya's delight, for the next 2 months, Sri Chaitanya personally instructed Sanatana Goswami in the science of devotion. So now you know where we are today. Because it's once a week, we have to have a little refresh. Is that okay? Good. So 58-59. Okay. In India, till today, or maybe all over the world, there are one class of Brahman called Chaturvedi. They are erudite in Sanskrit, and they know the meter, how to pronounce and rhyme the slokas. They're so good at it. But you may be disappointed, because bhakti has no barrier. Whether you can pronounce or not pronounce, you can get love for God. This is what these two slokas fortunately assigned to me. That's how I look at it. So please join together. Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Mad bhaktas apacha priyaha. Tasme dheyam tato grayam.
Tasme dheyam tato grayam.
Sacha pujya jatha hiyam.
Sacha pujya jatha hiyam.
Can you read? Would you like to recite?
Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Mad bhaktas apacha priya.
Tasmai deyam tato grayam. Sacha pujya jadaham.
Name
bhaktas chaturvedi.
Mad bhaktas apacha priya.
Tasmai deyam tato grayam. Sacha puja jatayam. Mothers.
Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Mad bhaktas apacha priya.
Mad bhaktas apacha priya.
Tasmai
deyam tato grayam. Sacha puja jatayam. Name bhaktas chaturvedi.
Mad
bhaktas apacha priya. Asme deyam tato grayam. Sacha puja jatayam. Name bhaktas chaturvedi. Mad bhaktas apacha priya. Tasmai deyam tato grayam. Sacha puja jatayam. Okay, synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Synonyms together. Na, not. Me, my. Abhakta, devoid of pure devotional service. Chatu, Vedi, a scholar in the four Vedas. Mad Bhakta, my devotee. Sapacha, even from a family of dog eaters. Priya, very dear. Tasmai, to him, a pure devotee. Even though born in a very low family. Dayam should be given, tataha from him. Grayam should be accepted, remnants of food. Sa, that person, cha also, puja, worshipable. Jatha as much as he, certainly, he is aham are. Very good. Translation. Even though a person is a very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literature, he is not accepted as my devotee, unless he is pure in devotional service. However, even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me if, the question is if, not dog eater is dear, if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activity, or mental speculation. Indeed, all respects should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. This verse purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is included in Hari Bhakti Vilas 10.127 compiled by Sanatana Goswami. Good. The next verse together.
Vipradi sadaguna jutadaravindanabha padaravinda vimukat sapacham varishtam manne tadarpita mano vachat artat pranam punati sakulam natu bhuri manah.
Viprat, then a brahmana. Disad guna chutat, who is qualified with 12 brahmanical qualifications. You can recite together. Aravind Nava of Lord Vishnu, who has a lotus-like name. Pad Aravinda, unto the lotus feet. Vimukat, then a person bereft of devotion. Sapacham, channa, or a person accustomed of eating dogs. Baristam, more glorified. Manne, I think, tatarpita, dedicated unto him. Manaha, mind. Vachana, words. Ihata, activities. Artha, wealth. Pranam, life. Punati, purifies. Sahi, kulam, his family. Natu, but not. Bhurimana, a brahmana proud of possessing such quality. Translation. One may be born in a brahmana family and have all 12 brahmanical qualities, but if he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shape like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandal. He is not as good as a chandal who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a brahmana family or to have brahmanical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a sapacha or a chandal is a devotee, he delivers not only himself but his whole family. Whereas a brahmana who is not a devotee but simply has brahmanical qualification cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family. Purport. This verse is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.10. A brahmana is supposed to be qualified with 12 qualities, as stated in the Mahabharata. Dharmascha sattamcha damastapascha amatta sarjam rish titikshanashya jagnascha danamcha dhriti sutamcha vratani vai dadasa brahmananascha. A brahmana must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful. He must be able to control his senses. He must execute severe austerities. And he must be detached, humble and tolerant. He must not envy anyone. And he must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He must be fixed in devotional service and expert in the knowledge of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualifications of a brahmana. Bhagavad Gita described the brahmanical qualities in this way. Samadamastapasaucham shantir arjabhamevacha genam vijnanamastikam brahma karma savavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the brahmanas work. In the Mukti Phala Tika, it is said, Samadamastapa Saucham Santi Arjavam Viraktaja Gena Vigyana Santusa Satta Eke Dishad Guna. Mental equilibrium, sense control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, simplicity, detachment, theoretical and practical knowledge, satisfaction, truthful, and firm faith in the Vedas are the 12 qualities of brahmana. Sounds like a Hare Krishna Vaishnavas. Isn't? So they are close. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to discuss little details about the Brahmana. Bear with me. Before that, I'm going to offer my homage to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara so that they can empower. And I'm also begging mercy from all of you. Please pray for me and bless me so I can say something that is going to three things. Purify, which will cause transform my consciousness, and then satisfaction will come. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shravadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Gunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashyata Devi Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhubhaishnavibho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakkavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Thank you. You know, it's very funny. Anybody chant nicely, you are actually included in the devotee category. Whatever level of consciousness you are, still you are in that. But if you don't like to chant, you may meet some people. Hope, I'm not requesting you to be judgmental. When you see that willingness to chant is not there, they are called learned Brahman, not useful in pleasing Krishna. Scary when you see Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur not. So, today this little small presentation I'm going to express first where this began, all these divisions. So I'm going to give you a small history of my life, how I came to the material world from the marginal status. First thing soul did, we misuse our free will. Our misuse of free will, already built in free will. It's not something like why misuse. Oh, Baba, this is already built in. Otherwise, what's the value of free will? I like the logic Prabhupada used in a morning walk. Then Ridhananda Maharaj was still saying, but if Krishna knew this, he should not have given. So then Prabhupada gave a logic answer. He said, you don't value the free will? Now let me ask you a question. I'm sure you are aware of that story, morning walk. If a boy put a gun on the girl's forehead and say, I'll kill you if you don't love me, is that okay? Loudly.
No.
Why? Thank you. Love has to have a choice. So Krishna is never going to force us. He will never intervene in our free will. He wants you to come on your own decision. We are product of our own decision.
You want to be with Krishna? You decide. Make that choice. So, how we came? First, misuse of free will. And that's the whole topic itself, but today I'm just going to go through that route. Second, the moment you misuse of free will, apathy to devotional service, somebody took birth in the consciousness called impersonalism. Anybody ever heard impersonalism? It translates as a loneliness by Krishna in 10th canto, 50 chapter 2, in the cave of great king. You know the great king was in the cave? He killed the Muchukunda, thank you. You know how I know this? Because if I sleep long, Brahmacharya used to say, "Hey Muchukunda, get up." So what is Muchukunda? So you learn. It's very interesting, you know, the training Ishkan has, so nice. You learn everybody's character about by the wonderful. So their conversation, actually this took place. And so first was misuse of free will, because I'm going to ask you, you're going to keep track. Second, apathy to devotional service caused impersonalism. Impersonalism means loneliness, depressed. Maybe you never heard those things. But these are fact. This is the biggest suffering also in this world. The biggest, according to that discussion. And those who are listening online, the famous verse, you can look at, Varan vrinito rajase sarvan kaman dadamite mam prasanna jana kaschit narhati sochitam. Krishna says, you want to get out of this? Try to do something to please me. Mam prasanna. Prasanna means, make sure I am happy with your service, whatever you do. Mam prasanna jana kaschit. Once, even once, if you please me, you'll be out of whole thing. So nice. So, first was misuse, second was impersonalism, loneliness came. Third, soul developed a layer of false ego. Layer, not just one. Three false ego. You know how many false ego is there? Three. Sattvic ego, tamasic ego, rajasic ego, and tamasic ego. And this is Bhagavatam 3.20.18. Mother Nanda was explaining the other day. The five covering. The another guy said, I am Pran Govinda Das. Don't worry about you. I'll take care of you. You ever heard this? Somebody say, I'll take care of you. Be careful. Unless it is spiritual personality. It's another trap. So then, after this, soul develop self-interest. Everything about me is called decentralized world. And Lord Shiva and Maya Devi are the king and queen of decentralized world. Spiritual world, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, is centralized world. Prabhupada gave a definition. All the Brajabhasi, all the devotees in spiritual world, they always have a one goal. How to please Krishna every way, everywhere, anytime, anyway. When you come to this point, you are in spiritual world while you are in this body. But as long as you think like, what is there for me? I want to enjoy separately from God. You are in the material world. Doesn't matter what dress, sannyas dress or bogus dress. Doesn't matter. Same. And then after self-interest, guess what the next birth in your life took place in the consciousness? Pad. You know, you ever heard pad? P-A-D? No, I made it up. It's called prestige, adoration, distinction. And in our, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quote this, labha, puja, pratishta. Same thing, in English you can put a rhyme, pad, easy to remember. Then pad, Raghunath Das Goswami in Manushiksha said, transform into six enemies you have. Lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy. So, if you want to go back, you have to reverse the whole process. Everybody understood? This is the psychology, how one after another it took place, and where the conditioned soul is. P.A.D. Prestige, adoration, distinction. Okay. Then, first birth we heard Brahmaji, but Prabhupada also in fourth canto, I have a reference here, it says the first birth is human being. Because karma, you are on your own. You know, material world means you have a bank account called karma bank. You are on your own. Spiritual world, there is no bank account. Everything is Krishna's. You are also Krishna's. You can have unlimited, just like Krishna. But in material world, everybody is their own individual. You have your own bank account called karma bank. You will be served what you deserve, no menu. Just to let you know, in case if you wonder. So, what is karma? How does it act? Questions like this are much more common nowadays than when I joined many decades back. This is evident not only from the fact that the word karma has a place in the English dictionary. It's very funny. In stock market, I used to play stock market 30 years back. I'm not suggesting anybody. But there was a karma guru. It's like, what karma guru? Is this some English word? And then I found out from one mentor, he said, oh no, no, karma, you know karma, you're from India. I said, oh, I didn't know you have a karma guru in the stock market in Nasdaq, Dow Jones industry. Anyway, so karma is very well known in this world. What is the logic of karma? The law of karma is for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. And in the Bible it is phrased as you sow, so shall you reap. And whole world is doing that. I want everybody to remember this. I'm sure you don't do this, but just to make sure. We can never break Krishna's law through Maya. You can only break yourself against Krishna's law. You follow? Like if somebody don't believe gravitation, I don't believe Hare Krishna philosophy. I don't believe gravity. You don't believe you jump from 10th floor. I don't believe in it. Well, try it out and then you'll agree. That you, when you break your head and bones, then. Similarly, whatever says in the Shastra, it's all correct. Today's subject matter is Brahmanas. So I'm going to jump into Brahmanas because I didn't know that time is like pushing me so quick. We always feel like something is lacking in us. So my question is, first of all, okay, I'll talk about the Brahmanas first. Why this? Because in Prabhupada's books, in all of our scripture, you'll see so much description about Brahmanas quality. Even morning walk. Even one Indian gentleman asked Prabhupada, what type of Brahmana are you? Because if you are white, you are one class of Brahmana. And if you are brown, one class. And if you are dark complexion, another class. And the way Prabhupada answered is so wonderful. I'm sure some of you heard it. You are brown, Maharaj. What class of Brahmana are you? Prabhupada said, special. And that's it. This man never asked what is special. I also wonder what is that? Because you don't judge a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava what class of Brahmana are you. Because that's all they know. You are Brahmana means you are a teacher. You are a scholar, you are a teacher like what Prabhupada was doing. But Vaishnavism has nothing to do with it. So why are these Varnashram Brahmana idea come from? So here it is. 3.20.18 Brahmaji express. Brahma created when he had the idea to create, do the creation. First he created five layer of ignorance. We all had, maybe you got rid of it or got out of it, whatever it is, or you going through it, whatever, I don't know. Neither we should judge the devotees. But beside the devotees, everybody is under this five layer of ignorance. And Prabhupada says Brahmaji did not feel good. So he again meditated. Then, do you know after you know, you give a birth as a mother, first birth is a five ignorance. How do you feel? Oh my God, it's horrible. So Brahmaji again meditated. Next birth, who was the next birth? Four elements. No, not four Kumara. Four elements to counter these five ignorance. And then came Lord Shiva. Then came the four Kumaras. Then came Lord Shiva. Like this. The ten creation, one by one, took place. So Brahmaji was thinking how to get rid of this. So then, where this sloka fits today's sloka, that actually the Lord Krishna claims in the Bhagavad Gita 4.13 that why he created Varnashram from his universal form. Nowadays we also talk about universal form every day. Universal form is nothing but these four Varnashram. Now why Varnashram? Just to get out of this ignorance. Did not say go back home, back to garden. But just to get out of this layer of ignorance, you have to belong to a social structure. So that's why a Varnashram came. Now in a short, what I understood, Varnashram provides a social structure for spiritual advancement. Can you remember that? It will solve a lot of confusion. Varnashram, this is how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Varnashram is a social structure. It provides a social structure. For what? For spiritual advancement. In Vedic culture, Varna, are you born with Varnashram? Someone help me. Yes and no. Good answer. You are born with Varna. The word Varna, I'll explain. You are born with Varna, but you are not born with Ashram. You follow? This Varna is called psychophysical nature. 3.35, Prabhupada explains in the purport very nicely. In Vedic culture, Varna is for the body. You follow? And Ashram is for the soul, in a broader sense. Every living entity is suffering in this material nature. So out of compassion, this Varnashram was created. Varnashram is not a whimsical. I don't care. No. It is created by Krishna for each soul to have a comfortable journey while they are getting out of the material world. So Varnashram is important. I'll give you one line what I understood Ashram means. Ashram means it provides a time-wise progression in one's spiritual commitment. You are not born with brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Nobody is born with. Everybody understood. But you have to have a commitment and you have to have a teacher. Without these two, you cannot say I am grihastha ashram. No, getting married is not a grihastha ashram. Shastra does not say this. Show me one verse. I am still doing a lot of research on this. Nowhere. So what I understood, ashram means it provides a time-wise progression in one's spiritual commitment. You follow? So and the varna, in a one sense, provides one's material needs in the least uncomplicated and most harmonious way according to one's psychophysical nature. So you are born with varna and you are not born with ashram. So you should adopt an ashram. It is healthy. Now, just to give a little, because back of our mind, or maybe you all are pure, but back of my mind was like a doubtful. Like I always feel like I need something. Why I cannot be complete by myself? Other day we discussed that the completeness has many meanings. Krishna is eternally complete by himself. That is true. But we are not complete by ourselves, we should remember. But something I'm going to add to other day's discussion. When you, I don't know, maybe you ever thought, is Krishna thirsty for each of our love? He has an unlimited goddess of fortune, gopis, every day we read Brahma Samhita, who loves him so much. And guess what? Our love, conditioned soul's love, contaminated. Because of so many things which displease him. Yes, because for Krishna, every soul is special. Please remember this. For Krishna, each of us is special. Krishna has unlimited devotees, but Krishna also has unlimited capacity. You follow? This is what the summary I find from this big theology, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. The difference between Krishna and any other object, sometime, say in this world, in a movie, we may have a love triangle. Like for an example, in my village happened that one girl, but the two boys both loves her. But then when the mutual settlement took place with one boy, the other boy, she doesn't even look at him and he's like depressed, he's like suicidal, finally he killed himself. So I never forget that. But in Krishna consciousness, relationship with Krishna is not like this. Krishna can be in your heart, fully available to you. Krishna can still be in my heart or in everyone's heart, fully, completely, just for you. This we have to remember. Now, when we talk about this Krishna consciousness, we should always also remember another key point. Krishna is eternally complete. Why he is after us, you know? He wants to share his completeness so we can become complete. Any soul do not have interest to come to Krishna will never be complete, will eternally suffer. That is the strong foundation built in. So for our own interest, we should try to connect with Krishna. Now, we have a choice, because of the time, we have a choice. You are marginal, means you can choose to be under internal potency or external potency. And external potency, internal potency is not something you don't have a control, you do. It is your attitude. So I give you a good reference. Vasudeva Maharaj brought Krishna from where? With me? Help me. From Vrindavan. After he, didn't bring Krishna. Brought Jogamaya from Vrindavan, came to the jail, put it in the lap of Mother Devaki. Then after few moments, the news went, Kamsa got up, jumped up from his bed because Krishna prematurely born. No, actually there is no such thing. But he born 8 months, some days. Generally, they call premature. It just to allure the whole episode. And Balaram born over mature. You know, it's like 14 months he was in the womb of his mother. That's why Balaram is stronger. That's just one Rashik idea, but that's not how we judge. They are eternal. They don't have to take birth. But when Krishna, Vasudeva Maharaj brought Jogamaya and she was getting breastfed by Mother Devaki, Kamsa came. Kamsa had a dialogue. She said, "My dear sister, doesn't matter, is a boy or girl. I don't want to hear anymore. Just give me the baby." And he grabbed the baby and he's an expert killer, murderer. He did it 6 times with the other brothers. So he always grabbed the feet first and raised the child up and smashed the head. So he grabbed it, but then she slipped out. Who was she? Somebody help me. No, not Jogamaya. Mahamaya. So what caused Mahamaya to become Jogamaya and when? You think deeply. Was a Jogamaya, became Mahamaya, when and how? then you can also apply in your life. You can be always under internal potency. One, yes? That's true, but little more. Little more. Someone help me. It is the attitude. Devaki wanted to serve. Then was Jogamaya. The place was not an issue. It was the attitude. Kamsa wanted to destroy her. The moment he touched, no more Jogamaya. You follow? The moment we put our self-interest in Krishna consciousness, it will be mixed. It is not a pure. You have a selfless sacrifice. You want to please Prabhupada Krishna? Jogamaya. You are under Jogamaya. You decide. It is not actually Jogamaya and Mahamaya are playing. Okay, now you go. I'll go. No, not like that. You, Krishna. That's why Prabhupada gives this logic. Just like a good electrician turn heater into cooler. You heard that? It's expertism. The same electricity, but one turn into cooling, one turn into heating. It's similar. Oh Krishna, you went already over 9 o'clock. Okay, just to give you some idea about something wrong in my brain, I didn't figuring out. Probably the preparation was probably 10 hours. Now I'm looking at it. The Brahmanas, and why Brahmana is a big deal, I'm going to just conclude here because of the time. Made actually a very nice question, just to let you know, I'll ask you this question. It's so nice. Who Brahmana is who? So first is the biggest, longest verse I ever saw in any books is called Vajra Suchika Upanishad. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quote this. It's the longest sloka. But see what is the question here Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur asks. Who is a Brahmana? On what basis is someone a Brahmana? Amongst life, is the living entity Brahmana? Or the body is Brahmana? Or the birth is Brahmana? Or is it the knowledge Brahmana? Or is it the action, work is Brahmana? Or is it the duty, dharma is Brahmana? What is that constitute a Brahmana? All about. Not really. We have to break it down. So I'll just end with this answer to you. Four Brahmanas, four Varnas, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, among those Brahmanas are foremost. So first question is, who is Brahmana? Since the living entity is part of Brahman, spirit, alive, does that make him Brahmana? Thank you. No. Very good answer. Just a short, I'm not going to go details. The next point, whether one's body makes one Brahmana. No, very good. It's a long description. I'm just going, escaping. Good. Next point, whether one becomes a Brahmana by birth. No. No is good answer, but also we should have a backing in our behind that Kaushika was born from a straw. Vaisishtha Muni was born from a dancing girl, prostitute, from a pitcher, Vaisishtha Rishi born. The sage Agastya also took birth from a pot. It's not even being. There are many examples like this. So these are the bank. So is the jnana, knowledge, is the Brahmana? Why? Good. What is Brahmana means to you?
But the Brahmana, one that has knowledge at the same time, is also a kind of
good. And you can add little more. Prabhupada said Brahmana means one who knows Brahman knowledge but don't serve. This is the distinction, big. Good, good. What about fate, karma? Why? You are forced to experience the reaction. Right. Very good. Although, if you did not have a sattvic goodness life, you cannot be born in a Brahmana family. We also have to understand that, okay, those who are born, just like Prabhupada said, the Gurukul is in our movement, they are not a devotee, they are born in a devotee family. They have a privilege to grow as a devotee. But they have to decide at such point whether they want to become a full-time devotee or just hang around another life or something. This should be very clear. Okay, then what is Brahmana? A Brahmana is one who is absorbed only in Supreme Self. He is free from all mundane attributes of birth, work and materialistic qualities. Who is free from all faults. His very nature is that he takes pleasure in the knowledge of the limitless Supreme Truth. A real Brahmana is completely absorbed in the infinite, limitless, absolute Supreme Person. Present within everyone's heart. Living being as very nature is divine ecstasy. The infinite is not a mango that can be grasped through sense experience. Neither can he be known directly or indirectly through material speculation. Such a Brahmana is free from fault. Such as lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy. He has all 12 Brahmanical qualities, beginning with peacefulness, self-control, dhamma, tapa. He is never envious, is free from illusion, from any touch of pride and false ego. One who has these qualities may be called Brahmana. See how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put it. May be called Brahmana. This is the opinion of the Shruti, Smriti, Purana and Itihas. No other endowment of perfection can confer Brahmanical status. So I'll end with this one, a gradation, if you all can remember. All the living entities in the conditioned life, the lowest is non-moving, like a rocks and trees. Above them are animals. Above them are human, and human generally 5 categories: immoral atheist, moral theist, immoral atheist, immoral theist, moral theist, devotee, pure devotee. This is 5 categories. In a short, or you can break it down from third canto, that amongst all the human beings, those who follow varnashram dharma, they are higher than those who don't follow. Those who follow varnashram dharma, amongst them brahmana are the best. Amongst brahmana, those who study Veda pathat bhavet vipra, they are better. Sanskar bhavet dija, those who are initiated, and upanayan means come closer to understand. They come closer to understand. They are better. And those who understand the purport of the Veda, studying Veda doesn't mean they understand the purport. Everybody understand my point? There may be many scholars, but they may not understand this. So what is the purpose of this whole philosophy? So those who understand the purport, they are higher. And amongst those who understand the purport, one who understood the surrender is the need, most important, are higher. And one who surrender and serve God is the highest. So when we talk about the Brahmanas, they are in the middle of the scale. You follow? Like you want to go on the 10th floor, you are stuck on the 5th floor. That is the sad part. So those who are very proud of their Brahmanical quality, they should know this chart. Okay, I'll end here. I want to hear some of things that you got today and you're going to take away. Someone please give me something. Yes, Mother, Raghav, can you have the mic?
Following the program that Srila Prabhupada has designed for our sadhana, it gives us interconnection.
Wonderful. Thank you. She said that morning sadhana, it's so important. The way Prabhupada set it up, the essence of all the rules regulation is this five principle. And if you break down this morning sadhana, is nothing but five principle. It's so important. It's not a whimsical Prabhupada made it. It is what Mahaprabhu wanted. We will hold tightly. Doesn't matter 1,000 years from now, nobody should change what Prabhupada made it. Because without this morning sadhana, there is no conviction. Without determination, no conviction. Without inner connection, no determination. Without determination, no conviction. So we'll never get out of material world without this morning program. Thank you, Mother. Yes, please.
Sattva is good, and good is the enemy of the best. Brahminical qualities are good, but devotion is the goal.
Very good. Brahmana, you know, there was one Brahmana, he went to Dwarka, and he met Krishna. And this is after the battlefield, and he said to Krishna, I came all the way, 1,000 kilometer walk, just to curse you. Krishna said, you came all the way to curse me. Who are you? He said, I'm a Brahmana. He said, do you know who I am? Who are you talking to? He said, yes, you are Parabrahma, Supreme Brahman. But how are you going to curse me? You don't know the essence of the philosophy. Krishna told this to that Brahmana. It's in Mahabharata. Very nice. He said, do you know where the power comes for you to curse? From Sattvagun. Do you know where I am? I am above Sattvagun. I am in Nirgun. That's why I brought that. I am in a Nirgun platform. These three modes will never affect me. Your curse will never affect me. You can curse me, but it will never affect me. And also you should know that I am the one who can give you permission to curse me or not curse me. How come you don't know and you came all the way 1,000 kilometer walk to curse me? This is so sad that you are a Brahmana but you have no knowledge. Out of mercy, Krishna actually trying to purify him. So then Krishna gave a very nice solution. You want to curse because I know what you are thinking in your mind, because I am also in your heart. I know exactly what you are going through. It's very nice. He said, all these men you think that got killed in the war and their wives and mother, now they are suffering. But you have no idea how my devotees are merciful. Kunti Devi, Uttara, Draupadi, they have a big, big seminar. And they are expressing the emotional feeling in separation. And all those wives and mother, they're drowning into falling in love with me. That attracts me more than hearing your Brahmana's recitation. So it's very nice. Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Varnashram was made for spiritual advancement.
Very good. Varnashram has a purpose. It is good. You know, like you have an inclination to make money. And if the community give you a job that you can make money, now you can chant easily. It makes sense? Varnashram can help us. But don't escape, don't run away from your psychophysical nature. If you have a strong feeling to do something and you're trying to run away, you think you're going to become purified, if possible. Holy name is very powerful, but to chant pure name is not easy. So purify your psychophysical nature. Then your ultimate goal will be easy to obtain. Thank you for that. Very nice. Yes, Mother.
Yogamaya to Mahamaya, like it's not a place or circumstance, but it's our attitude that
yes.
Yogamaya changes to Mahamaya,
yes.
That I really want to remember. And another thing is that Vrajavasis, they are always thinking of, they are always desiring and thinking of pleasing Krishna, no matter where and how and whatever way it is. So always not having the self-centeredness, but pleasing Krishna.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. That is very nice. Okay, anyone else? We can close here. Yes, Prabhu.
So, whenever I'm approaching Krishna, I feel that awe and reverence, you know, not reachable. But what you just said, that even though Krishna has so many people with him, he is fully available to each and every one of us.
Because that's what Krishna is, unlimited capacity. And you know, very mysterious, you heard that sloka, Om Purnamada. Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, everybody knows in Ishkan. But what is his completeness? Everything comes out also complete. What does that mean? It means he gives you also complete. You'll never ever feel anything lacking the moment that union takes place. There is a Swarup Siddhi, end of this life, perfection is called Swarup Siddhi. Next life, Prabhupada says in chapter 28 in Krishna book, you read, you will enter into a planet where Krishna is performing Leela. And you will forget about Alachua. Prabhupada didn't say that, I'm just adding it. Then you will forget even you are a boy or a girl in Alachua. Because you will enter in a rasa, that relationship with you, Krishna. And you will grow up with Madhumangal, or if you are a girl with a Lalita Sakhi, Lalita Sakhi will tell you, you know, I love this girl. Radhe, I don't want to live without her. She is my best friend. Without her, this kind of. So really? And then you meet and you also, yeah, I love her. Yeah, you want to be. You have no idea that you worship Radharani for so many years. Over there you join as one of the girlfriend. It's so nice. You read that, I get excited of Prabhupada Krishna book. It's so wonderful. And then, at one point, Krishna will accept you. There will be actually like a show, like a graduation. There will be a situation where Krishna will accept you. And that moment Krishna accepts you, that's called Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi. From that point, you never come back eternally with Krishna. Swarup Siddhi is not complete yet. That's why you see it like sometime in Krishna book where it says the gopis were crying, Krishna playing flute, they want to go but the door was blocked, husband was there or something. But if you focus on these details, Rupa Goswami Pad gives you one verse. Maya kalpita tadrika stri shilanena anusuyabhi na jatu brajadevinam pativi sahasangama. Then internally, each gopis were crying so much. I want to go, I'm hearing the flute, but nobody else in the house hears. Only that girl hears. I want to go. I can't believe this. I don't care my children. I don't care anything. I want to just go. You cry, internalize. So much purification. All of a sudden you see, there's another girl looks like you. And you look at you, wow, so beautiful body you have. That girl looks like your previous, but now you have a beautiful body, like unparalleled, so beautiful. And then door is open. There is no husband or children, nothing. It's all open, and then you run. And you meet Krishna. From that point, you are done. So nice. The whole journey is wonderful. Are you all excited? This spiritual journey? Say yes!
Yes.
Okay, chant loudly one time. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Dear Srila Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar, please allow us to enter in, not by our qualification, but by your mercy. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Panchakalpa trivishvita jinnivarta. Patitanam pavanibha vaishnavibho namo.